It seemed like Devon Blackman had his best game last week. Would you agree with that? Kind of talk about how he did and how he's doing.
He played well. Statistically, he had his best game. I wouldn't necessarily say it was his best game from a technique or a fundamental standpoint, but statistically, he was really good. Still working, still got a long way to go. And, you know, I think he played well. You know, we're not going to the bottom line is Saturday is over. We got to get ready for Friday. So, you know, I don't like talking about the past as much.
I guess what was really notable about Devon is he was able to kind of show what he could do in the open field. That lateral quickness, which I don't think we've seen a lot of. Talk about his ability to do that. And
well, he's really quick, good change of direction, and he just had a chance. I mean, it sometimes it comes to that, and you know, we've thrown him a couple screens where we've tried to demonstrate that, but you know, just this past Saturday, it was just the ball fell his way, and it's really a compliment to our offense that you know, every given Saturday, you got to defend somebody. It's not necessarily Devon Blackman. Heck, I'm excited to see when Nick Kurtz has another breakout week, or Mitch Matthews has had a couple, and Kurt Henderson is due, and Taron Houck had his the weekend before. So I just think it's a compliment to the offense. It's not about focusing on one guy. It's about team, and the game is bigger than any individual, and I think we're finally getting to understand that.
What improvements have you seen in your receivers from the Michigan game to now?
You know, a lot of people focus on Michigan. I think I'm going to say this again. I think the past four games they've given up one touchdown. You know, I just think they're a really good defense. I don't think we played particularly well. I don't think we've done anything different. We've prepared the same. We've gone out and worked. I think that opened our eyes and to beat that quality of opponent in the secondary, which I think Cincinnati is very good in the secondary. You got to come to play. You got to work your technique. You can't listen to all the fans and the press tell you how great you are. You got to earn your right every week, and hopefully they learn that.
Can you talk more specifically about Cincinnati, what they present defensively?
No, I think they're extremely athletic. You know, they've had some really good DBs come out. I think they're going to present the ultimate challenge on being athletic, running to the ball, playing physical. I think the strength in their team is on the back end. I think they're really good on the back end defensively, so it's going to be a major test for us.
Is it zone, man? What do they present mostly?
They play a little bit of everything. They play, you know, when you break them down, they break down pretty evenly between zone and man. So, you know, it's going to be what do they think they can beat us playing? You know, prior to the game, East Carolina came in not playing much two-man, and I guess they felt like they wanted to do that, and we were able to be effective against that. So it just really depends on how a team's going to prepare for you to the team, basically our offense. So it's hard to say. You know, you got to go out and prepare, and you watch different breakdowns and cut-ups. But what they did against one team, they may not do against you. So I'm sure they have a plan, and we'll be prepared, whether it's going to be bump and run man coverage or off zone coverage. We'll be prepared either way.
I think eight receivers caught passes against ECU. Is that kind of the optimal, kind of what you envision for the receiving corps to have the ball spread around to a lot of guys?
Yeah, I envision players making plays. And Devon had the hot hand that game, but we still had other guys involved. I think that is – if you're going to be really good, you got to be multidimensional. And so, yeah, I envision guys getting open and making plays. And it doesn't have to be one guy. I think that's the beauty of what we saw against East Carolina.
Your top three receivers, they said Mitch Matthews has 30 receptions, Mitch Juergens has 27, Devon Blackman has 26. What does it do for your offense to be able to rely on so many guys and be able to spread out the ball?
I think it gives the quarterback options, you know. The quarterback can scan the field, and he's building a trust level between a group of guys. And I'm sure it makes his job a lot easier knowing he can throw the ball anywhere and get a playmate. And that's so for us, it's being diverse in our receiving core, and I think that's important.
Do you feel like last week's game was kind of that breakthrough in terms of the chemistry between the wide receivers and Tanner? Because it seems like that's been a common thread that the receiver's been saying that's been a work in progress.
Was it a breakthrough? I don't know. It was a good game. It was a good game for us. You know, I told you, last week is over. You know, I think sometimes we look in the past to define our future, and it's all about the future. I'm worried about Friday. So, you know, last week is done, and you know, whatever accolades were given last week, they ended on Sunday. It's time to get ready for Friday now. And it's no, we got a breakthrough every week. It's not a breakthrough one weekend. We got a breakthrough again this weekend. So, you know, let's be honest about this. If we don't play well on Friday night, you all will be right back here just like you were at Michigan, questioning how good we really are. So I'm more interested in what we do Friday night, and hopefully when I come back up here Wednesday, you'll be nice to me again saying how good we are. And that just tells me that we're getting better every week.
He's not part of your position group, but Taren Howell, all the talk was he wasn't going to play, and he just gutted it out, caught a touchdown pass. Kind of talk about his performance and being able to do that.
You know, as you mature, as an athlete, you learn that you want to be a part of some of the action. You realize, you know, you only get so many opportunities to touch the field. And he was an inspiration. I mean, he showed up when people didn't think he would. And you can't as a coach, you don't force that on a player. That's a player's mentality. So that mentality showed us, and that within itself is really, that's what leadership is all about. Leadership is, you know, before you can help somebody else, you got to be able to help yourself. And so he was a leader, not based on what he said, but what he did, you know. And I think that was an incredible performance. I mean, let's be honest, he couldn't walk on Thursday or Friday. And then on Saturday, heck, he's out there in the last drive making a key reception. So that's what you want from your seniors. You want them to be able to step up. So, you know, when they walk up to a freshman and say, hey, I need more, well, what can you say to him? He just gave you everything he had, and that's all you ask.
What does the ROC section mean to the BYU offense? How do they feed off of that energy?
Man, I don't – you know, I can't speak for every player. I know what it means to me when you walk into that stadium and just before kickoff and they're whatever you call it, they're rocking one way, rocking the other. I mean, hell, it motivates me. So I think, you know, if you play this game, you know, you feed off the fans. That's the home team. That's you don't want to let them down. So, but I can't speak for our players. But if it doesn't motivate them, then there's something seriously wrong with you inside. You need to go play somewhere else or go play another game. I know it motivates the heck out of me. I love seeing it. I get fired up just walking in. You walk in, you going out to warm up, and half the freaking student section is filled up. How can you not love it? That's a great thing. That means you got great student support. You got a great fan base. And you got to love being at a place like that. Just think, we could walk out there and not be anybody in the stands. That would be depressing. So I get fired up.